This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Help me welcome to the program Teresa Champion. She is with the Virginia Autism Project, online at virginiaautismproject.org. Teresa, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, Coy. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. And I know you are talking to us live from Richmond, where you have been down at the Virginia General Assembly today. And I want to let folks know, people who follow me on Twitter and Facebook, and you're all welcome to do that, already know the news. I was talking about it this weekend. I am absolutely shocked by the news coming out of Richmond. I honestly, truly never thought I would see this happen in Virginia. Not to this extent, certainly. But something very important and special has happened in Virginia regarding autism. Teresa, get us up to speed. What's going on?
Well, actually, I have an update even since last week. Probably you posted that we were successful in getting out of House Commerce and Labor, which was a huge hurdle for us. And I'm certain that's the one you're talking about.
But yes.
Today, this afternoon, we just got out of Senate Commerce and Labor. It was a unanimous vote to report the bill out, and it was reported to the Senate Finance Committee. So we still have another committee to go in the Senate. But the exciting news you were referring to was kind of a monumental thing. We've not been able to get out of a House committee since we've started introducing this bill. So it was huge. We were all very excited.
And we're talking with Teresa Champion. The website is virginiaautismproject.org. And Teresa, I was remiss in not telling people right up front what this legislation is that is actually moving forward for the very first time. What are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about getting insurance coverage for the diagnosis of autism. Many people really don't realize that children with a diagnosis of autism, you take your child to the doctor, you have an evaluation, you think something might be wrong, not quite right, not developing the way you're expecting, and the doctor might say, well, send you for further evaluation. But it's a medical diagnosis where the doctor actually gives you the diagnosis of autism. And from that, you frequently will get a prescription for treatment. Could be speech therapy, could be occupational therapy, frequently will be behavioral interventions. And you go and try to secure those interventions from a therapist, and then you submit your claims for speech therapy or occupational therapy or behavioral intervention to your insurance company, if you're lucky enough to have insurance, and they are denied because of the diagnosis of autism. And they're denied because the insurance industry will frequently say, well, there's no treatment for autism, and that these interventions are educational in nature, not medical in nature. And they'll also deny because it's not medically necessary. They'll also say things like, well, this is habilitative treatment, not rehabilitative treatment. We only cover rehabilitative treatment. So if your child had had a traumatic brain injury, for example, and lost their ability to speak, you could get speech therapy. But because your child has autism, you cannot. So what we're trying to do with this bill would require insurance companies to pay for treatment and therapy.
We're talking with Teresa Champion. The website is virginiaautismproject.org. And, of course, the great significance of what has happened in the past few days in the Virginia House of Delegates is that a conservative-led panel has actually passed this thing out of committee. Just absolutely amazing, because for years the pro-business conservatives in Richmond have said, no, we're not going to tell insurance companies to cover costs related to autism. We're not going to tell them they have to do this. But now we're seeing a different song being sung by conservatives in the House of Delegates.
And this has been a long time coming. One of our groups did some research and really found that a bill of some sort trying to get coverage for developmental delays, ages 3 to 13, actually was introduced in 2000. So families and parents have been at this for 11 years in fits and spurts. But you're absolutely right. The conservative leadership in the House of Delegates, led by Speaker William Howell, Delegate Howell, has endorsed this bill. He is a co-patron on our bill. Our two primary patrons are Delegate Hugo. We had two bills, and we've combined them into one bill now. So in the House, currently our House bill number is 2467, which was a combination of Delegate Hugo bill, Delegate Hugo's bill, and Delegate Tag Greeson's bill. And we're just so very grateful for their support and endorsement in moving this forward, because as you know, without leadership support, nothing happens.
It's not going to go anywhere. Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
What do you? And I should add, as a programming note, that Republican Delegate Tag Greeson, who is a good friend of this program, he will join me tomorrow to talk about this. What do you think finally turned the tide among the conservative Republicans in Richmond, Teresa? What was special about this year where they finally said, hey, it's time that insurance companies in Virginia cover the costs related to autism?
Well, and that's an interesting question, Coy. I don't know. I'd like to think that it's been the hard work of parents and the Virginia Autism Project contributing in some way towards this to bring awareness of the need. When I first started talking about this with legislators, they looked at me very quizzically. Well, isn't that up to the schools? Don't the schools do that? And so I was surprised by the responses I was getting. And so then I realized, no, we got to pull back and really explain what autism is and then how it impacts families.
Yeah.
So we started doing that. And also I think another contributing factor is 23 states have now passed this legislation thanks to the hard work of people like Lori Unum and Judith Ursetti with Autism Speaks. And they've been boots on the ground with us here in Virginia, and they're pushing, I think, 18 active bills this year in different states to try to get this insurance coverage.
Yeah, and I hate to say it, but I think we must recognize that a contributing factor is likely that, you know, the increase in autism, the runaway epidemic rates from, you know, 1 in 10,000 20, 30 years ago to now 1 in about 100 children, that more and more people on both sides of the aisle now are familiar with autism. They have it in the family, or they have a nephew, or they have, you know, the neighbor's kid. And so it has touched their lives in ways that it wasn't touching people's lives 20 years ago.
That's a very good point. The high incidence, you're absolutely right. When my son was diagnosed, and he's 17, and by the way, I have a daughter who's a student at UVA right now. She's a second-year student there. When my son was diagnosed at the age of 17, the incidence of autism was 1 in 10,000. So now it is frequently reported to be 1 in 110, and in some populations, in boys, it's even a greater incidence. So, you know, you're absolutely right. It's these kids are in little leagues, in, you know, church, at synagogue. People are in the grocery store. People are encountering. Everyone knows what autism is. But knowing how it is a medical diagnosis and the need for treatment and therapy, that's been kind of a re-education process for us to explain how. Because frequently people say, well, there isn't anything you can do. And when my son was diagnosed many years ago, there wasn't, the only show in town that I found was ABA, Applied Behavior Analysis. Now there are other treatments and therapies, but back then that's all you could find. And, oh, by the way, doctors didn't tell me to do that. Other parents did.
Yeah, so exactly. Doctors just shook their head and said, I have no idea, you know.
That's right.
We're talking with Teresa Champion. VirginiaAutismProject.org is the website. I strongly suggest that you check it out. You can also find a link to a video there that Teresa's brother with Good Morning America has made about her advocacy and her work and her dedication to families all across Virginia and the country here. So before we let you go, Teresa, what's next? Where does this go now?
Well, we're really excited that our bill is moving. Whenever you have a piece of legislation, you just want it to keep moving. And tomorrow, our bill will be debated on the floor of the House of Delegates. And we anticipate that our opponents will try to amend the bill and try to do something to it So we're really asking parents, if you're in the area, come on out. They go in session at noon and in the Capitol building, and just be a show of force in the gallery, wear red, and be a presence, so that they understand that we're here, we're not going away.
Yeah.
Wednesday, our bill is in Senate Finance.
There you go. And I guess the question for the people who rise to the floor of the House of Delegates tomorrow is, who are you going to stand with? Are you going to stand with corporate executives with the insurance companies, or are you going to stand with the sick children and the families that are going bankrupt trying to help their children?
And I think it's really important to point out here that we have experienced data from other states that have implemented this, and this is not going to break the bank. In fact, South Carolina has 2 years of data where their state employees have been covered, and the per employee premium cost has been 75 cents a month, or per member per month employee is 44 cents a per month cost increase in premiums. So for a total of just the whole state, this is not going to break the bank. Our bill is very narrow, and that South Carolina bill covered to age 16 for $50,000.
Yeah.
Ours is much more narrow. It only covers ages 2 to 6 for $35,000, and it exempts employers with employees fewer than 50. So many people look at this and just shrug their shoulders and go, well, that's not going to cover hardly anybody. But you know what? This is where we have to begin. We started with a much broader bill, and we want to be able to show Virginia this is not going to break the bank. We can get some data. We can show how much this actually costs. And then we can say to our opponents, hey, let's do something about these kids.
Teresa Champion, the website is virginiaautismproject.org. Teresa, we'll look forward to talking to you again maybe next week, get an update, and thank you so much for all the hard work you've done for families like mine across Virginia who are really in desperate need of some help. And finally, it looks like their government might be standing with them and with these sick children for once. It's just it's terrific news. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.